and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Now, that verse, that set of verses right there, those two verses right there, if there was not another set of verses in the entire God's Word, how many people in church could get healed if they come down with something? Isn't that amazing? That God made us a book full of promises, and it's like none of us believe none of them. I didn't. For years, I didn't believe none of these things. And that's why I never saw God do anything. But verse 16, let's see what verse 16 says. Confess your faults or your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, my question. Now, I want you to be serious with me because God's going to be listening. It says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In other words, that means righteous person. That can be a man or a woman. How many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're righteous enough to pray that prayer? Okay. Those of you that didn't hold up your hand, I want you to take you to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I want you to see what it says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's any woman, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 and 20. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now what does an ambassador do for his king? Speaks for him. You are an ambassador. In other words, if you become an ambassador to the United States of America and they send you to a foreign country, you go speaking for the men in charge of this country. You go over there as an ambassador to make deals for this country. You need to be careful what you say, because you're going to make deals. You're going to pray for people. You're going to pray in faith. When you do things in faith, God has made you an ambassador to get things done for him and for his kingdom, right? So when you pray the prayer of faith, just like this little gal up here on the front, she's learned she can kick out devils and get headaches healed. You can pray for people now, can't you, honey?
I certainly can.
Isn't it wonderful to see God show up for you?
Yes, it is.
It is wonderful. And he'll graduate you on up to a new level. Now then, verse 21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ, in him. Now I want you to think about this. Does he say he's made you the righteousness of God in Christ? Is that what he says? Is that really what it says? For he has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin. In other words, Jesus knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now then, if Jesus made you the righteousness of God in Christ, how dare you ever say, I am not righteous enough to pray this prayer? If I were to call you and say, I have just made you an ambassador. Let's say I happen to be the president of the United States. I said, brother, I'm making you an ambassador to foreign nations. You go over there. You know what I like? It's holiness and good things for people. I'm telling you, you're empowered. You go over to those countries and you make deals with them, and I'll put my seal on your name. Everything you say, I'll back you up. That's a lot of power, isn't it? Yeah. But who give us more power even than that? Our King Jesus. Isn't that something? I have made you an ambassador. You speak for me, the King. When you go to heal the sick, you take care of it. And I'm going to be there to back you up as long as you don't get off on some of that wishy-washy junk that's not faith. Because I'm a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. But when you walk in faith, I'll be there to back you up. Isn't that something? But it's written, isn't it? Now back to Proverbs 4:20-27. Now you've been made the righteous of God in Christ. Remember, He did it. You didn't have nothing to do with it. He did it for you. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. 21:22. For they are life. What's life? Words. These words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And it's like this little lady right here. She said she'd been listening to my stuff for a month and a half. And she said, I'm going to be healed today when you pray for me. Now, how in the world can she have that kind of faith? What did you hear the last month and a half? Were I telling some Disney stories or something, or what was I talking about? I was talking about the Word of God, wasn't I, young lady? And you saw your answer in there, didn't you?
That's right.
So see, she's been diligently studying the Word. She's been listening to these CDs and DVDs. When she walked in today, she come early. And she said, well, you pray for me today, my problem's over, I'm going to be healed. It's done. Now, is that the kind of faith Jesus understands? That's the kind of faith He understands. Was that the kind of faith we had to find for you, Liz? See, that precious little girl there, right behind that other one there, that girl, see, she was sick too. For 17 years, she had that. And that was really, really something. Her mother went to the deals whenever several of these other people got healed down there in Louisiana. And she saw that. And that's what was so amazing. She kept trying to get Liz to come to a healing school. But I didn't know until we'd done her testimony that Liz said, I had never been to a healing school, didn't know nothing about it, and so I just kind of come and sat over by the back by the door, so if anything went nuts, I could get away. I love that, Liz. I just love that. You never know how that affected me. I mean, can you understand? You've never been to one either, right? Some people never been to a healing school and been in church all of your life. That's so sad that we won't believe these wonderful promises. Now then, let's go through here to Matthew 8. And we're going to go through some of these wonderful places here. And this is the last place we'll go in Matthew 8. We'll start with verse 1. And we'll read verse 1 and see what Matthew 8 starts out to see. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now lots of people ask that question. Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Well, that's what this man said. He didn't have no faith. But Jesus has to change his faith. Now, how's he going to change that? Let's see what he says. Verse 4. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Now then, if you come down and say, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And I was Jesus, and I said, I'm willing. Be clean. Now then, would that change your faith? Yes. If you were looking right at the king, like this guy was, and he said, Lord, if you're willing, I know you can make me clean. And Jesus reached out and put his hand on him and said, I am willing. Be clean. Now then, can you have faith then?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. That's how you get faith, is by hearing and knowing the Word of God. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no man, go your way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony. The man was healed. As soon as Jesus, immediately his leprosy left him and he was clean. Verse 5 and 6. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. I'm telling you, that demon has got to be one of the most powerful demons that I know of today. Cerebral palsy. This palsy demon. Now, one of the ways I know this palsy demon gets in people, it's when people have sex with somebody else beside their mate when their mate is carrying the child in their womb. I've seen several children that a mother was carrying when she had sex with somebody else, or her husband had sex with another person, and that child, when he came out, was born with cerebral palsy. I know that for a fact. Now, I don't know if that happens every time, but I know it happens many times. So if a mother, why in the world would a mother carrying a child in her womb from her husband have sex with somebody else? It's stupidity. They don't know what's going on. And then when the child is born with cerebral palsy, or the child's born mentally retarded, or whatever, they don't ever understand why. Now, in the Word of God, God said a while ago, we looked at two or three places under the Old Covenant, if you obey me and do everything I say, I will bless you and your children. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Your children won't have cerebral palsy if you're obedient to his word. But this one says, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 7 and 8. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus had this compassion for everybody. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Wow. Verse 9 and 10. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, comes, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. In other words, what's he trying to say here? I am a man under physical authority on this earth, and I have these men working for me. Like when I used to be a regional engineer, I had 35 or 40 guys working for me. And when I called a man and told him something I wanted done, I expected that man to do what I told him to do. When we're in positions of management, when you have people working for you, when you tell them to do something, what do you expect them to do? What you tell them to do. We've all been that more servant. I mean, I worked many a year. Well, you always had a boss, but I mean, for a many year, I was just a normal worker. You know, I mean, I worked on cars, I worked on stuff, and whatever my boss told me to do, that's what I did. You know, I didn't argue with him. He pulled an engine in there and says, or a car, and said, I want you to do a valve job on that car. I didn't say, well, I think the rear end needs to be overhauled. And he said, do a valve job on it. That's what I done. Done a valve job, you know. So you're under authority, you just do what he says. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. He was looking for faith. My servant's sick. He didn't ask him. Jesus said, I will go heal him. He said, no, I don't want you to come to my house. I know you're a man of authority. You just speak the word and I know he'll be healed. Whoa. Jesus said, man, I ain't seen such great faith in not all Israel. And this is a Gentile.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.